This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Their milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're joining us on Mad Wednesdays all the way from Amsterdam. It's Jemima Handful and Lisa Mann. Hello, girls.
Hello, hello.
Hello, darling. How are
you? Now, you have both had an insane weekend. You're over in Amsterdam, and Milkshake Festival Amsterdam has been going on. My social media has been going crazy. I've just seen you guys performing like so much and working so hard. It's been amazing.
It's been great. And you're right. Instagram has basically exploded thanks to Jemima Handful's stories.
Yeah. It did go for, you know, possibly an hour. But you know.
Now, Jemima, this isn't your first time at the Milkshake Festival in Amsterdam, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually my third year, the hat trick, if you will.
Oh. One of the things I am amazed by on all the stories I see is the kind of stages you guys have been performing on. You know, we're in Melbourne. You're used to having a little stage with a lot of red lighting in certain circumstances
yes,
and venues.
Very that.
But you were in the middle of festivals on these ginormous stages just working it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were big. And the crowds were massive too. And just everyone got so into it. It was a great energy to be on stage and receive. Yeah. It just kind of keeps you going throughout the very long day.
Well, I mean, I feel like you've been in drag your entire trip since you've landed. Lisa, were you putting on a face as you flew on into
very
Amsterdam?
That. We have. But we're enjoying a nice, relaxing day off today. We're about to go on a private boat trip down the canals with champagne and cheese and nibbles.
In drag?
No.
Oh, thank God. You finally get a rest.
Yes. Yeah. My chest gets a breather from shaving today.
That's a first. Now, Lisa, this was your first time performing at the Milkshake Festival, so you didn't know what to expect, did you?
I didn't, because it's been a bit different each year. And I was super nervous. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's just go out there and give this a go. Without knowing what to expect, and walking into a place like Milkshake is very,
it was just huge. There was very sensory. There's so much.
There's all these different areas and all these different like sort of mini parties going on within the festival.
Secret stages.
There was a park where you jump into these big inflatable balls and ram each other. Not like you would in the Ram Lounge or anything like that, but actually run into each other and bounce off each other. It was, the whole event is crazy, absolutely crazy. I don't think we have anything like it back home.
So it sounds like to me you just had, you got to perform and run around and just have a crazy time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the stage we were on, it was a 9-hour drag show, and there was about 30 international queens from around Europe and Australia.
Yep.
And then some other local queens as well. So 9 hours of just constant drag on our stage.
I mean, it puts Broken Heel to shame, doesn't it? I'm causing some international shade, I tell you. International shade.
Staring the pot, Dean Arc here.
Well, I try.
Yeah, so we were on the stage that was hosted by the Lady Galore, and she's the one we're staying with. And it's been fantastic here. And then on the Sunday, we got to go back, and that's when you might have seen us on the Ferris wheel.
Yes, well,
that's where Dolly Diamond.
Dolly Diamond, a lovely dear friend to the show, Dolly Diamond, did send me a video of you and a picture of you guys on a Ferris wheel just sitting there enjoying yourselves. So tell me, was it easy to spot Dolly, or are you just hearing that voice piercing through everyone else?
Very that. Yeah. You cannot hide from that voice.
At all. No, not even Mel C can block that one out. But it was great. It was actually very refreshing because, you know me, Dean, my favourite type of go-go spot is where I get to sit down in a Ferris wheel and not actually have to go-go.
Yeah.
So it was more of a sit-sit than a go-go. But we had a great time.
What a great way to perform.
It is.
In a chair that just moves with you.
From the tits up and not have to stand up at all.
Just a lot of arm movement and a little bit of lip syncing and you're fine.
If
absolutely.
Now, Jemima, you've done international before, but Lisa, and you've been international before, but this was your first time to Milkshake. So were you nervous?
Incredibly. Absolutely incredibly. Because just the caliber of queens that they bring over from, you know, various places in Europe and the world, are just It can be very intimidating for an old girl like me. But I had all the girls were fantastic. It was just a real sisterhood. So those nerves were quickly elated.
It must have been lovely doing it with Jemima as well, having your gal pal there with you.
No, I actually can't stand them all. But, you know, we're here now, so I'm just making the best of a bad situation. Ugh. No, it's been an absolute treasure. I love this. She's a good Judy. She's a good sister. I love her. So it's been good. And we both have the same anxieties when it comes to travel times.
What does that mean? How early were you at the airport the first time then?
5.5 hours early.
5.5? No way. Are you serious? Hours early?
Yeah. We got there about 4:15.
And wait, but international check-in's like 2 hours, isn't it? Well, what did you do at the airport all that time? Nothing.
Well, I mean, we did a couple of Macca's runs.
We sat down.
I have almost missed an international flight. I wouldn't want that, but getting there 5 hours early just seems a little insane.
Yeah.
No,
it's normal.
It's just very normal.
But also insane. Two things can be true. It's very normal for us, but it does sound insane.
Well, you arrived and you've certainly kicked off the start of your trip in style by dragging it up and working so hard and enjoying the festival. So how are you guys relaxing now? Are you still in Amsterdam?
We are, yes. We've got today off and tomorrow off, which and then on Thursday...
The gigs begin again.
So that's Milkshake Festival has been, and now it's Pride Week here in Amsterdam. So we've got a couple of events and parties that we need to go to and perform at. And then after that, we get to kick back in Paris for a couple of days and just eat cheese in parks and look at French bears.
So Milkshake happens, well, that's exciting enough. Milkshake happens before Pride, so now you get to experience Pride this weekend.
Yeah, Milkshake is the weekend before, and then Pride Week starts, and then... which finishes with the Canal Pride, which is essentially like their Mardi Gras in a sense, where it's a parade, except not being on road, it's on water.
Oh, have you got your wet weather gear, Jemima?
Oh, no, I've got my floaties though, so just in case I get knocked off from a bridge, because as we're going through the canals, every sort of 400 metres, there is a bridge that we all have to duck down and hide from, otherwise we'll get knocked off the boat.
So lots of Karcher wigs, is that what you're saying? Lots of Karchers, no high hair?
Yeah, very that. We have had a queen in the last year or the year before actually get her wig caught on a one of the bridges, and it was just hanging there, and she came out the other side with no wig on.
Oh, my God. Was it stuck on the bridge, so you just couldn't do anything about it?
Couldn't do anything about it because the boat had passed and it was just going to fall in the water otherwise.
Well, maybe this year you could try and hook it back again. Maybe it's still swinging in the breeze.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But there's nothing more strange than seeing a boatload of drag queens all get on their hands and knees to go under a bridge and then just come up the other side like nothing had happened.
I'm dreading it. It's going to be like 3 hours of burpees.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. It's going to be the best workout you've had. Well, actually, that's a lie because I watched videos of you both performing and I've got to say, you were both going wild. Talk about cardio. You just did not stop.
Well, at stage. Yes, no, I did put Lisa through her paces with these choreography.
Yeah.
You're going to come
My
back.
My favourite thing, though, someone has commented on a video that of Jemima performing going, has this been sped up?
No.
Like, please tell me this has been sped up. And we're like, no, that's just how she does it.
Yeah. You know how most people just bring it up to 11? Jemima starts at a 26.
Yeah.
Very bad. That's me in a nutshell.
Yeah. They absolutely love her over here. She's a star.
I'll let you both get on with your relaxing. I appreciate you taking the time to chat to me all the way from Amsterdam. You've had your milkshake. It's brought all the boys to the yard. It's time this weekend to get on with Pride. A lot of practicing being on your knees this week in anticipation for ducking in those canals.
Well, you look, we've had lots of practice this week.
Yeah.
Oh, girls, thank you so much. We miss you in Melbourne, but we're glad you're having an absolute ball. Now, just in case you don't realise, nominations for the Melbourne Drag Awards end at 6 o'clock tonight. So if you want to be nominated, you might want to just jump online and nominate for yourselves for the Melbourne Drag Awards, just in case no one else has.
Good, good. I'm going to go for Costumier of the Year because I have all of my costumes made for me personally.
Oh, I love it. Jemima and Lisa, thank you so much for chatting to us. We love it and we can't wait to have you back in town.
Can't wait to see you when we get home.
Aww.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. The milkshake, the milkshake,
do the shake. You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.